Welcome, muchachos and muchachettes. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. It is Friday night. Don't forget this show stands on activism. This is the activist broadcast. You can get news in a lot of places. And by the way, most of that news is sanitized, sterilized, created, and manipulated by the intelligence agencies. So whatever you're getting, even if it sounds patriotic and alternative, pretty much coming out of the same system. Very few investigative journalists are left these days. Very few. The few that are out there, you know, God bless them. And make sure you support the activists who are doing the real deal. Be very, very leery of those people out there who are pimping the coming civil war between the left and the right, between Antifa, and the Trump supporters, between Black Lives Matter and the Patriots and the blacks and the white conservatives are going to go at it. Boy, if this doesn't sound like an intelligence agency orchestrated episode right out of the playbook from the 1930s, pre-World War II Germany, where the left and the right, where the supposed left and the supposed right, which were ultimately working for the same objectives, which is national socialism and control, whether it's nationalized socialism, fascism, Nazism, or communism, socialism, ultimately it's the same thing. The same 30 or 40 Politburo thugs wind up taking over. And if this isn't a play, I'll eat my words if this isn't a playbook. I mean, you don't have to go far. Just look at it. It's right out of the playbook of the 1930s pre-World War II Germany, where they had to have, some kind of bipolar, false narrative to keep the people fighting each other in the lower mind. Okay, the left versus the right. There is no left versus right. There's totalitarianism versus freedom. And by the way, those Soros and Black Lives Matter organizers, people in our movement admit their extremely high, sophisticated level of organization. Yeah, because they're controlled by the FBI and the CIA. They're called agent provocateurs. About 50% of the people you see that are involved in these left, quote, supposed left-wing protests are nothing more than agent provocateurs, hired, paid-for mercenaries working for the FBI and the CIA. Do people realize how many civilian assets the Central Intelligence Agency has? It would blow your mind. Now, on top of that, you add all the 900, the 22 million government workers, a million of which have arrest powers. I'm a lot more worried about the 900 and some odd thousand, and it's probably over a million now because the numbers were 2 to 3 years old that I was pulling up. So we're probably up to 1 million, maybe 1.1 million. With all the people Obama hired and all that federal burgeoning at the end of his administration, it's safe to say we're up to about between a million and 1.2 million federal goons who are, and local and state, who are licensed, who think that they're licensed to have arrest powers over free people. And it's completely, absolutely, utterly ridiculous to be obsessing about 23,000 members of Antifa. Okay, about the best numbers I could get was about 23,000. There's over a million goons running around working for the BLM and the Wildlife Department and the Department of Education, all of them armed to the teeth. What is the Department of Agriculture that's farming? What are they doing buying 85 submachine guns, fully automatic, in 2010? I mean, God, are you kidding me? The most out-of-control, tyrannical And people in our movement have just gone either off the deep end or they've, I don't know, maybe the government killed them and they cloned them and released the brainwashed clone. I don't know what's going on, but other broadcast hosts on other networks have just lost their minds. What happened to the out-of-control federal government that we're supposed to be reining in? All of a sudden, we're just obsessing with Antifa, 23,000 lousy, piddly, puking little members of Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, which has nothing to do with black people. It's strictly out. The only reason you see any of these organizations living and breathing and walking and protesting is because the CIA and the FBI not only allows it, they make it happen. Look at the Hatari militia. They poor people, the farmers, basically, for not had agent provocateurs from the FBI come into their group and start saying, you hate the government, right? And they said, yeah, sure, that sounds about right to me. They suck. And they got the full military police came down on their head. Okay, they picked up Tom LaCavara on a pistol charge that he didn't even possess. They don't let these organizations, they come get you before you even put your plans in action if they don't want you out there in the streets protesting. And they, the intelligence agencies, CIA, MI6, classic model, what you're seeing is Israeli intelligence and British intelligence and American intelligence working together to create a false left-right paradigm, and now a left-right, they're talking about civil war. There's not enough leftists out there with any power to have any civil war against, quote-unquote white conservative or Christian Americans. They know it's a losing battle. They got to pump it up in the media. Antifa's attacking. You would think by listening to other broadcasters that Antifa is coast-to-coast with millions of members armed to the teeth and raging through every street, burning everything to the ground. Meanwhile, the entity that's really raging through the streets with armed goons burning everything to the ground is the local, state, and federal government. It's indisputable. We're going to have Gary with us tonight in Michigan. I want to encourage Chris in Las Vegas. Can you do what you did last night and call in, Chris, on the 800 number? So I'd like Chris to call in, and if anybody else would like to join the broadcast, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer, and the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Appreciate the help and assistance everybody gives to this network and this broadcaster. If you'd like to reach out to me and communicate or donate, my information is Eric Hughes Jones. My first name is Eric, my last name is Jones, and my number is P.O. Box 45, Angelica, New York, ANGELICA, 14709. That's Eric Hughes Jones, P.O. Box 45, Angelica, New York, 14709. We're going to get Gary in here in just a minute. We appreciate all you joining us tonight on the RBN Network. Try to support your local activists. Try to support your media. Try to support the network that you enjoy so much. If you value this broadcast and this network, show it by your support. All we have is you. This system is doing everything it can to interfere in every way. Support the, when you have to buy something, buy it from somebody who sponsors this show. You know, if you're out shopping for vitamins, buy them over from one of the. I know we have some vitamin sponsors here. Look into their product, okay, and try to keep the money in the family, so to speak. Don't let it go out into other entities. Buy local instead of going to Walmart. Buy local, fix local. Start looking into forming your own county. If you're in a rural area and you're sick of your local Masonic sheriff screwing you over and acting like that he has the right to steal your private property because the whores in the legislature who are nothing but bar members because they told him it was okay. Come on. You know, I've had this, I don't want to use the word argument, but this debate all the time. You know, everybody's got a solution here, and I say, we're not going to get anything done anywhere, anyhow, until we get the witch's court under control. It's its own separate branch of government. It is not one of the three checks and balances. Anybody who thinks that's just completely delusional. All the power rests in the witch's court. The thread that binds are the Masonic lodges. So if we have Gary in Michigan, let's bring in Gary, kind of on the early side tonight, before I go too much farther. Gary, are you with us yet?
Hello.
Oh, excellent. Gary, how are you tonight, sir? And what's going on in your mind and your heart? And,
well, I'm doing very good, thank you. And there's a couple things going on.
You take your time.
One is I'd just like to read a paragraph out of this the Leading Edge international research journal I used to get. and it's 137 is the article. I think it's a pretty good thing to start with for tonight. If you would like to have me to read that, I will do that.
Please do. Yep, you take your time and get right into it, and then open it up and tell us what you think about it and everything else. Go ahead, Gary.
Here we go.
Thank you.
The federal, you know, how many have heard of the Federal Register Act?
The Federal Register Act?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the Federal Register Act was created by President Roosevelt in 1935. Now, that was the year I was born. So I didn't even have a wear note. I was just going through some old paperwork, and I located this. And it's Title 3, Section 301, and sequence, and by executive order. He gave himself the power to create federal agencies and appoint a head of the agency. He then redelegated his authority to make law, statutory regulations, to those agencies' heads. One big problem the president has no constitutional authority to make law. Under the Constitution, redelegation or delegated authority is a felony breach. And this is how we've been running the country since he passed this Register Act, okay? Got it in part. And I think last night I said these agencies are run by commissioners, and everybody's complaining about what's going on. They're responsible to nobody. They don't have to get elected. Usually once they get appointed, they're there for life. And there's no way of doing anything with them. And they've taken this country over without firing a shot. Okay? And this is what they said was going to happen. This is how they have taken it over. Basically, the Jews and the proselytes of this country. They have formed themselves the paper chain, and they've made it work. And, of course, they got their people into office through fraud and deceit and all these different things. So with that, I thought I'd give you that. And there's another issue that's on it that's out here of late, and it's called the poll shifts. I just mentioned the name of that and see where you're going to go tonight. I yield back to you, Eric. Is Chris on tonight?
We're going to try to get Chris. If Chris is listening, can you do what you did last night and call into the 800 number? That's 800-313-9443. And then if not, I'll try to communicate Chris's. I just got to dig it up. I can communicate Chris's number to our man on the board who's filling in tonight, and we appreciate his work. It's the guy on the board is the unsung hero of this broadcast. He takes us in and out of break. He brings up the music that I like, and keeps everything organized, lets me know when we have callers, and so I just wanted to acknowledge the good work that they do here at RBN. So we thank you for joining us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. So, you know, here on this broadcast, we're not drinking the Kool-Aid. We're not buying into the same old, hammered old argument that just get the right Republicans in there that claim they're patriots. Well, of course, sticking internationalists and globalists and Zionists, Kirchner and Ivanka, all throughout the administration, still praising Ivanka, who's sticking the knife in his back, or is she? I don't think she's betraying what the president does. I don't think she's going against what her father wants to do. I don't think Kirchner's against. I don't think there's any. I think it's just like Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan. Both of them to read their speeches. Oh, they talked a great game. Government is the problem, not the solution. We got to have returned sovereignty to the American people. Big government is never the way to go. Blah, 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 blah. And then look what they did. More of the same, same, same. It's evil what's going on. The deceit. I mean, what happened to getting rid of this overbearing federal and state and local government? Over a million armed agents of the government running around stealing people's private property, claiming it's legal. And we're worried about 23,000 lousy, piddly-puss members of Antifa running around here and there, half of which are working directly for the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad. The other half are working indirectly. Why do you think they wear the masks? No legitimate protesters who have a cause don't put masks over their faces. They may paint their faces with war paint, like the Scots did with blue or the American Native Americans did, but they don't cover their faces like bandits, like deceivers, like liars. Okay, anybody you see wearing the mask at a protest, it works directly for one of the intelligence agencies, either at a lower local level or at the higher level manager level. And why do I come up with this? I mean, I'm not going to buy this stuff. I mean, we had another broadcaster say, hey, agent provocateurs are very rare. It's like finding a black sheep, extremely rare. Oh, yeah? 50% of the protesters at the Oregon Malheur Wildlife Building standoff there were 50%, over 50%, were directly working for the FBI. I mean, what is this stuff that agent provocateurs are rare? They're everywhere. It's all that the FBI and the CIA makes their living doing. They're not gonna. They don't have any way to other way to make a living. There's not enough real crime, real terrorism, and real criminal activity out there for them to make this living keeping 22 million government people working, a million of them which are armed to the teeth and hunting us every day. I'm way more worried about the New York State Police hunting me when I'm out on the streets just minding my own business. I mean, what do? They set up roadblocks in the middle of the road in higher-class neighborhoods, too, where there's almost no crime. No crime. But there's a lot of money they can steal through minor code violations. Mrs. Housewife forgot to get her car inspected, and all of a sudden it's an $80 fine and a $210 state surcharge. I kid you not. I saw somebody get a fine recently of $20 or $30 in court. And a $200-something state surcharge. Oh, and then they force you to donate $40 or $50 to the Crime Victims Assistance Fund. The hell is that? What is the witch's court demanding that you donate to the Victims Crime Assistance Fund? It's absurd. I saw that one go down in the Allegheny, New York court. It's disgusting. They're figuring out any way they can to rip off your money. It used to be one tax for the town or the county, and now it's a tax for the town and two taxes for the county. In the poorest county in New York State, Allegheny County, the county in which I live, very rural, mountainous, and kind of northern Appalachia, three taxes, one to the town, one to the county, two to the county, one for schools and one for, I guess, miscellaneous other stuff that the county wants to steal from you. It used to be one tax covers the schools and everything else. And by the way, we know if we read the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, that's the CAFR, we call it the Golden CAFR, go to your county clerk. If you want to get active and do something, the first thing you should do is go down to your county clerk, get a copy of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. You're going to say, oh, you mean the budget? And you're going to say, ah, no. You're going to say, I said the CAFR. I want the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report that shows all the assets of the town and county in which you live. Oh, and if you dig deep enough and look behind a few curtains and under a few stones, you'll see these counties are awash in assets and land and investments and the stock market especially and pension funds. Oh, and it goes on and on and on, and they're getting mighty, mighty wealthy on what they collect from us, claiming always, of course, that they're broke. But they stash all these little side businesses off to the side, like bonding the court cases through the General Services Administration, who, by the way, just got busted by the Inspector General's office for having an $800,000 team meat building or something in Vegas. It's like the Department of Homeland Gestapo. They had their Inspector General report. Oh, so this was about 6 or 7 years ago. Oh, they were spending, you know, $100,000 a day for a party in New York City at a five-star resort. Oh, and it went on and on like that. Filling lunches to the taxpayer, personal items. It's all corrupt. I'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network. It's Eric DeFreitas. We're in Gary and Michigan. You join us tonight. Stay with us. Back in a second.
What it is you think I should. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary, and I think we have Chris in now, so this is great. We appreciate you all joining us tonight. If anybody'd like to call in, we got the best callers, so we always value the callers that we have. And I know I've had some disagreements with a few. A couple of them sound a little bit suspiciously like they might be trying to plant some seeds of dissent or working for the enemy, because there are certain things that are, there are certain truths that are undeniable. There are universal truths. We can debate it and argue it. Come on in, bring it on. I've done it with the king of one of the local kingpin masons. He tried to give me this stuff that, you know, your perception is reality and all this other stuff, and it's just not true. So there are universal truths. You can't make up, you know, something that is indisputably a fact. If the preponderance of the evidence, empirical, statistical, and observational, is that the sky is blue and the grass is green, well, the sky is blue when they're not geoengineering. But when the sky is blue and the grass is green, you know, if some mason comes up and says, no, your perception is your reality. If you see the sky is green, the grass is blue, well, then that's the way it is. Unfortunately, that's not true. That's a lie. And that's delusional, and that's borderline insanity. And so there are universal truths, and this is just the way it is. We've been created in a creation that has universal truths. So, and certain things are undeniable. And so when I hear people denying the undeniable, arguing with what has absolutely been proven, I mean, beyond a reasonable doubt, you know, I might get a little more hardcore in my questioning and or debate with you, and we enjoy people when they call in. So please feel free to join the broadcast, 800-313-9443. Let me introduce Chris in Las Vegas. Do we have Chris yet?
You bet you do.
All right. How are you, my friend?
Marvelous.
Chris, do you know anything about the history of the Rosicrucians?
Well, we know there's R.C. Christian, the Georgia Guidestone, that was allegedly a Rosicrucian. Some tinges of it in the Bahamas area and some of the islands down in the Caribbean. that I think is probably a sect of the Jesuits of the Roman Catholic cult church, if I had to be prognosticating what I really think it comes from.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It's obviously that's where it's coming from. Once again, back to the vicars. The vicars, the almost every intelligence agency in the world that's on board with the New World Order is, and just look at where the multinational corporations are, those intelligences are run by the Jesuits. And, I mean, look at Leon Panetta was a classic example. Jesuit trained, director of the CIA, and head of the Department of Defense. Oh, and wasn't it convenient that he was the guy to come up in front of Congress? Oh, and guess under questioning by who? Jeff Sessions, senator at the time. And it was a very interesting dance they did. I wondered why Jeff Sessions was so deadpan, grinning, kind of smiling, and almost laughing under his lips a little, lizard lips a little bit. When Leon Panetta, at the time, it didn't seem right. It seemed weird and not natural. And now looking back, it's obviously it was orchestrated. Sessions, you know, saying to Panetta, you know, you will come see with Congress before you go off to war, right? And Panetta, well,
yeah,
Leon
with
Pinocchio,
a hard-carrying communist.
Yeah, Leon Pinocchio's nose gets a little longer, and he says, "Well, yeah, maybe." And, you know, Sessions says, "Well, what do you mean, maybe?" And Leon Pinocchio says, "Well, you know, we're going to have to go to the UN and NATO first to get our marching orders from the Vatican through, you know, he can't say I got to go to the vicar to get my orders. That would be just a little too obvious. So, I mean, they got to use the UN, which is nothing more than a Vatican mouthpiece. He says, well, we got to go to NATO and the UN, and then we'll kind of stop in for 5 minutes and say hello over to Congress and let you know what we decided to do without you, without the American people. Well, of course, with our money, but the globalists are going to decide what they're going to do with the country. They're going to, with the military, with our money. Boy, I tell you, the dumbest thing anybody could do right now, and I can see why people did in the past, and I have a lot of respect for people who did enlist in the military, but anybody who goes in the military now is making a big mistake. Their first thing they're going to do is pump you full of the most toxic, poisonous vaccines you could ever hope for, and your health is going to deteriorate. There's a lot of, not speculation, but I mean, that may be very well what one of the things that led to what killed Joyce Riley over at the Power Hour was she was pumped with all kinds of stuff when she was in the military. There's a large school of thought in the scientific and medical community that the quote-unquote Gulf War syndrome was actually side effects and horrible breakdowns in the immune system that came from the untested anthrax vaccine that was put through by Admiral Crow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, melt all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine, and it's cool and the ointment sweet.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Friday on the RBN Network. Once again, who are you more scared of? Antifa, 23,000 weak, or just the federal agents, not including state and local, over 225,000 strong? 23,000 weak, Antifa. Half of a major provocateurs that work for the federal agencies, and openly carrying open tyrants, openly working for the government with the badge and the special agent hat, 225,000 or way more. That's just what they're telling us. That's just what we know about. Now, how about InfraGuard? Was it 75,000 years ago? It's probably three times that much now. Another 200, probably anywhere between 150 and 225,000 InfraGuard. That may be a low number. So who are you more afraid of? 23,000 Antifa losers, half of them working for the government, wearing the government mask, or 500,000 agents of a private corporation called the United States government, which have legalized property theft and murder if they want to think that, if they think they can get away with it, and if they think they're somehow it's justifiable. I don't know how they live with themselves. Lavoy Finicum. You know, that was an assassination. That was not just a killing. So who are you more afraid of? More afraid of Antifa? You're more afraid of the FBI? You're more afraid of Black Lives Matter? Or you're more afraid of the CIA? Oh, boy, that's an easy one, man. That's not even are you kidding me? That's not even a choice. That's like saying you want to eat ice cream or dog poop. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I'm way more scared of the 500,000 government. Okay, so now if we include the state and local agents who are getting grants and funding from the feds, almost every department gets it, except the few that are somewhat sovereign and independent and beholden to the people, where the people have a you know, a dog collar and a leash on their sheriff and their local police chief and their local state trooper barracks commander. Yikes. Include all them as well. We're up well over 1.2 million. Add in InfraGuard to that, and all the contractors, independent, that work for the private, millions. So who are you more afraid of? Antifa with 23,000 losers, half of them government agents, or 2, 3, maybe 4 million InfraGuard, sure, government, private contractors that are all armed and with authority, in their mind, authority and desire and to complete intent to kill any one of us patriots at any time if they feel justified. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I've observed a couple of very curious nuances manifesting here in the Las Vegas area, which I think are symptomatic of things that are going on in every major city around America. One is, I think that the states have started following the D.C. lead and setting up their own interstate, if you will, FISA courts, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or Kill a Patriot Act courts, if you will. They're really inquisitorial or star chamber type courts.
It's scary, and they're not telling anybody.
No, they're secret. They're under wraps. That's where I got indicted, using the county commissioner's daughter, who is a bar attorney under the scope of the district attorney here in town, with another assistant district attorney in between to give them an insulated protective layer of appearance of non-connectedness or arm's length status when they're abjectly under complete control of the district attorney as one gigantic beast coordinator of the whole legal system operation. And whenever they do that, and, you know, they gave me the county chairman who I had indicted in the lawsuit as one of the principals, gave me his daughter to so-called defend me in this secret star chamber proceeding without me being there to defend myself.
I want to make sure people comprehend that. They appointed, in Chris's case, Chris is getting completely abused and torn up by the witches court in Las Vegas for nothing more than his political beliefs, and it's classic. He's front and center, one of the top cases in this patriot persecution of 2017. And the witches court, guess who they appointed as an attorney to defend Chris in his matter against the corrupt county? The county commissioner's daughter.
Well, nothing like having your indicted co-conspirator, the one that you charged with your crime and indicted in the federal lawsuit for racketeering, yeah, domestic terrorism, armed robbery, extortion, grand theft auto, a few other crimes, nothing serious.
Keep it in the family. Yeah, keep it in the family.
Well, that's the reason they, 30 days after the fact, decided to arrest me and claim that I was the one terrorizing them when they showed up with a whole gang, a virtual military contingent of Pinkerton Act and Brown Act violators to steal my car. The classic collectible automobile, as a matter of fact, is significant with low production numbers. 671 of those 1957 Dodge D500 Hemi cars were ever built. And so that's an unlawful taking under the Fifth Amendment. But even more important, what I was trying to get at is, besides these FISA courts that I was telling you about, also in the scope of what you're terming as InfraGuard, we are detecting a very strong insinuation that the notaries, which are, of course, licensees of the corporate state, and they pose themselves as a public notary, but they're really private foreign corporate state agents masquerading. In fact, they're officers of the court and can be called in to testify as an officer of the court also, and that makes them oath, one, to the bar, two, as officers of the court, and three, not the mere money-paying clients. So they're also critically reading the documents and qualifying whether they will notarize them when their only duty as a notary is supposed to be to authenticate that the person who is bringing the paperwork to be notarized is who they say they are, inspect their credentials or bona fides or identification, if you like that word. I think it's related to residency. But they're only supposed to authenticate the person is there. They're not under any duress or threat or coercion when they're making out their affidavit or declaration or information and belief or whatever it is that they're having notarized. And yet they're going beyond their duties and what their limitations are supposed to be, and they're trying to be qualifiers to determine if they want to notarize your document or not. And so if you can't get, I mean, two witnesses are more powerful than a notary anyway at law, if you know what law to cite. I can't give you the case off the top of my head, but I have that hard law that says that is, in fact, the situation. And so it's getting to be a very dangerous world whenever they can obstruct and deny you to be able to notarize your documents or to get your documents in. I've got one lady here. I was just helping some this week. They're trying to steal her house, a bunch of debt collectors, Nation Star, with a little low-level court out administrator posing as a judge out in Henderson, Nevada. And they told her that she can't go to her house. She can't retrieve her belongings. You know, they're treating her like a renter. So I created a document that was termed a notice of correction of error, or plain error, as a matter of fact, and to correct the record on that she was being charged under, that she was actually on this home, was the original buyer 17 years ago, although they had false described her, as attorneys are always twisting the facts to their legal advantage, as a joint tenant in common, which is the status of a renter, when she, in fact, was the homeowner, the landlady or landlord, if you will, and she has rights of vested substantial financial interest that she has a right and a duty, in fact, to protect and guard that the judge, this little administrative judge, is trying to deprive her of. So it's getting to be very, very dangerous out here in these new star chamber, inquisitorial, Spanish Inquisition-style courts like Gloria Navarro runs.
Excellent points. I'll follow up on a couple of them. I had the same thing happen to me helping Shane Bennett before they had got an attorney. We wanted to get a claim of trespass, at least something in the pipeline in the first 3 days. So we were filing it. We went down to the town clerk in the town of Manchester, New York, and asked the, you know, we had, you know, we had identification. All you have to do to get something notarized is for the notary, they don't have to see you write the document. The notary just has to be satisfied that you've proved who you are, and that she could say, yes, I've seen enough that, you know, I can verify that this person, you know, so she cards, yeah, she'll say, let me see your license and blah, blah, blah. You know, so maybe it's two forms of ID. We had all that, and we went through and okay, cool, and we put it down, and she saw that it was a claim, just handwritten. We didn't even have time to type it up. And she said, oh, I can't notarize that. I said, what do you mean, you can't or you won't? She said, I'm not going to do it. And I said, come on. I said, you're bound by the state of New York under your own witches. I didn't say witches laws, but under your own witches laws, to you must perform your duty as a notary and notarize this. She already was satisfied that we were who we said we were. There was no question that, oh, I can't, you know, it wasn't like it wasn't enough ID or she needed some birth certificate or something else. She was cool with what, but as soon as she saw that legal handwritten document, she said, I'm not going to do this. And I mean, you could tell she had been told, you will not notarize any legal documents unless they come from an attorney's office.
Well,
that's
Eric,
evil. That's this completely depriving the people. And there's one other thing, two other things before you follow up, Chris. Hold that thought, or I'm going to forget what I wanted to say on your last comment. Two witnesses instead of a notary. That's it. Even one witness will do in a pinch. Don't fail to file the document because you don't have enough witnesses. All right, it's better to have something in that's you know, like a skeleton thing, and at least it's in. It's just, I mean, you don't want to put in something that's wrong or fraudulent or so incomplete that it's going to screw up your case. But if you only got one witness on hand and you want to file the document before you go into the witness court, use the one witness. That's enough. Two is better. That's all you need instead of a notary. So Chris is right. The notary sucks. A lot of times they'll refuse to notarize. The next, I got to say this, in the same town, the next notary we went to was at the bank, and she was cool. She's like, hey, hi, Shane, how you doing, Betsy? And, yep, no problem. Boop. Notarized it right there on the spot. So, but the town, the person who we pay the salary for. I know we pay the salary to the bankers too, but directly we pay the town. That woman at the notary, and completely, you know, I mean, we could have pursued that and, you know, had some kind of complaint and maybe try to sanction her and blah, blah, blah. I'm not big on, you know, if you have the time and you want to do it, God bless you. I'm all for it. I don't have the time to go, you know, taking kind of, and now I may be wrong on this, but it, to me, it's a little bit, unless you have some serious damages, and you can better be able to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt in the next higher witch's court. It's very difficult to do. Going on offensive action and trying to, you know, make a counterclaim, but then after the matter is kind of, you know, kind of behind you to go back and try, I kind of fall back on this one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And in other words, God's going to get them. I don't have to go back and sue. I mean, obviously, if they, you know, kill your dog or if they burn your house to the ground, you're going to go for right. Put them, go for it all the way. But, you know, it's like this recent case with Wayne Mosier. We had won the case after a year of him getting jerked around in and out of court. First judge had to recuse because we found his oath and bond was expired. Second judge went back into county court for a change of venue because the state didn't want to drop it or the town didn't want to drop it. The county court judge says, well, we're going to reassign you to another town, which had no jurisdiction in where the code violation was, and that was in another town. So, and that judge had an expired oath and bond. So, you know, file the paper, and there's a victory there. So always file the paperwork, and don't forget to come in as a living man or a living woman. The court looks at you as an animal, and it looks at you as a fiduciary instrument or a trust. So your paperwork should all start off with, you know, Eric, a Jones family, a living man. You can put one of the people if you want to. That kind of, it's a little more in there. That's a little more their lingo. I kind of use a mix of their speak and common law. You want to pull them into the public officer's law is a great place to start. So, one more thing, Chris, and I'll get back to you. Infragard, I just want our listeners who may not know what that term is, it's INFRAGUARD, and Infragard is a group that has been. I'll try to just cut right to the chase. It's a bunch of corporate officers who have been deputized by the feds. They give you these little badges out of it's like the Cracker Jack box. Here, Johnny, here's your little badge, and you can carry your gun now. Go kill Americans. Isn't that great? Corporate officer says, yeah. Goes back to their $500,000 a year gig. And we suffer. All right, so back to you, Chris.
Well, I'll back up and I'll work backwards. The Infragard thing is also reared its ugly head here because they're on the documents. If you go to the Southern Nevada Anti-Terrorism Joint Task Force, you'll find Infragard is listed as a partner. Well, Infragard is exposed by Jesse Ventura on his conspiracy theory show in particular.
Yep.
Is a private posed as public-private. It's truly private
it's
corporations.
It's the ultimate fascism.
Oh, absolutely. It's the marriage of the corporate state with the corporate America, where they become,
yes,
see something, say something, which is the Communist Manifesto. That's how they pit the corporations against the people by partnering with the terrorist government, de facto. I got more for
and
you
get
after
the
break.
And, get the corporations and get the people against the people. That's the Stasi out of East Germany. Not only the corporations against the people, but the people at each other's throats. That's why all these people in our movement tipping this left-right civil war coming up between Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all their agent provocateurs versus the Patriots is a bunch of BS. We'll be right back after this break on our Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. Party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you alone were true, just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The fire is dying, now my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you, and to be once again with you.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I couldn't do it. I could not interrupt that tune. Sorry. That was a fake. Gordon Lightfoot, Song for a Winter's Night. Excellent. Thank you, Sam. We got Sam on the board tonight. Appreciate all he's doing. Our man on the board is the unsung hero. So we got another break coming up, so I'm sorry I chewed up a few minutes with that song, but I think it was worth it. All right, so we got Carrie, we got Chris, and we're talking about who you're more afraid of. You're more afraid of Antifa with 23,000 a week, or you were more afraid of the 2 million goons running around that are funded, that are in some way armed and have the power to arrest you? And if they have the power to arrest you, that means you're millimeters away from getting killed. In this modern society, where every agent of the law is trained to shoot first and ask questions later, to automatically assume anybody out there is guilty until they prove themselves innocent, to automatically look at you as some kind of potential terrorist, but not as a free man or woman who's probably most likely simply minding their own business and trying to get through their life. I mean, what is the Department of Agriculture doing with 85 fully automatic submachine guns purchased in 2010? How many do you think they bought since then? And that's just one agency. And that's not the Secret Service or, you know, the FBI anti-terrorism unit or whatever, where you may justify, okay, they got to have some heavy-duty stuff. No. The Department of Agriculture, you know they're going to use those fully automatic submachine guns that they purchased in 2010. They're going to use them on American farmers who don't want to comply with some kind of government mandate, or either don't want to or are not able to. And most of it's financial drain. That's why thousands of farms are going out of business. We'll be back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us. It's 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break. Stay with us. We've got another hour coming up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.